Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God for another opportunity for us to spend time together. Pastor Linnell here, lead pastor of New Grace New Mercy Church International here in the great city of Chicago. Wow. Praise and worship once again was absolutely fantastic. It was fabulous. It was dynamic, right? It was stupendous. It was anointed. It was full of the grace of God, the presence of God, the power of God, the love of God, the deliverance that one needed for the day can be found there in our time of praise and worship together. So we pray that that was your experience. And so look, if you haven't been able to join us for praise and worship, let us know, hit us up, DM us, or get to us somehow. You'll see some information on the screen how to get to us, and we'll give you the link so that you can meet us for praise and worship prior to our time together here. If you're new, we're so happy that you joined us, so happy that you found us, happy that you're spending this time with us, and we pray that your heart is open and your mind is ready to receive, that you're ready for your heart to be healed, your mind to be transformed, and your life to be impacted, empowered, and improved by the Word of God. That's what we're hoping. And so, listen, I want you to be prepared to take notes, because you want to remember as much of what God says to you on today about the perfect plan he has for your life and how to operate in that plan to see the results starting today. If you've been with us for quite a while, you know we're happy to see you, always happy to get back together and fellowship with you. You know you're always in our prayers for God's highest and best for you. If you're married, your spouse and your marriage, if you're a parent, your children, your family, your home, your business, and your community. So listen, here's what I want you to do. Find something to take notes with. Pen and paper, pencil and paper, tablet, notepad, I don't know, your laptop, your desktop, you know, whatever way, take notes, because tomorrow you're going to remember actively about 25% of what you hear today, and then it's going to decrease from that point, and that means you have diminishing returns from the time we invested together with one another today, and you're getting 25% or diminishing results. But we want you to get 100% of what God has for you, 100% at a time. Amen? Why don't you go ahead and share this and let others know, right, that we're here and we're going to be spending this time together with you. Why don't you get your Bible? Mine is on my digital device, and we're going to do our confession to prepare our hearts for receiving the Word of God, putting ourselves in the right space that we should be in our spirit man, in our soulish man, so it impacts us mentally and emotionally, right? And then so that we'll be at the right spot to hear what God is saying to us today. We won't have the wrong perspective or opinion of ourselves or others. And that's so very important that we start off at the right point in order to end up at the right victory line. Amen? And we all want that. So here's my Bible. You have yours. We're going to do our confession. So I want you to repeat this after me and believe what it is that you're repeating. Amen? It's what God has said about you. And despite what you experienced or what you're going through or what you've done, he's never changed his mind or his love concerning you. Repeat this after me. This is my Bible, the Word of the Living God. His Word is truth, so together we decree. I am who His Word says I am. I do what His Word says I can do. I have what His Word says I can have. I'm a covenant child of a covenant God, possessing all the promises of his covenant word. I'm a believer, not a doubter. I starve my fear when I feed my faith. God's word is first authority. God's word is final authority. If it's not in God's word, it's not in my life. Hallelujah. 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 we're talking about today as we start a new series called Faith That Overtakes. Faith That Overtakes. And listen, I want you to know that when it comes to faith, that is God's word, is how we obtain faith. And by His Spirit, we're empowered to operate in that faith. And so we understand that God's word and His Spirit working together, and they always work together, and we work together with them, right? Because God's word is sown in our heart, when it's sown in our mind, and it's sown in our mouth, and it's sown in our ears. And then that word on the inside of us is mixed and empowered and activated and brought alive by the Spirit of God. And then the power, now that power that we receive from, after we receive the Holy Spirit comes on us, we now, in our thoughts, words, deeds, actions of our life, the fruit of our life, we become witnesses for Him. That whatever that you may be facing, whatever the challenge has been, or whatever the challenge is, that it's by His word of faith, by His Spirit of faith, by that and them working together with us and us working together with them, that's how you're going to overtake every situation that's looking to overtake you. You got that? Every situation is looking to overtake you. You overtake them with faith. So let's dive into this. Let's dive into this. Genesis 1:28. Let's start there. Genesis 1:28. And I'm going to read this in the Amplified, okay? I'm going to read the Amplified. We'll read a couple of scriptures, and then we'll dive right into the Word of God. Then God said, "Let us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, make man in our image, according to our likeness," not physical likeness, "but a spiritual personality and a moral likeness, and let them have complete authority over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and the cattle and over the entire earth and over everything that creeps and crawls on the earth." So God created man in His own image, in the image and likeness of God. He created him, male and female. He created them. Verse 28, you ready? "And God blessed them, granting them certain authority, and said to them," with the certain authority, "be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subjugate it. Put it under your power." For what purpose? "To rule over it, to dominate the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and every living thing that moves on the earth." So God has a plan and a place for every single person to be fruitful, for every single person to produce, for every single person to bring forth, for every single person to bring to a place of exhibition, to the public square, so that you add some kind of value to all humanity. Some product, some good, some service, something that blesses the earth and advances the kingdom of God on the earth. Every single person has been given this blessing, has been granted these certain authorities so that they could do that very thing. And God uses the gifts that He's placed, that He's invested on the inside of every person to move this plan of good forward. That's why He gave us the authority that He gave us when He created us. God uses the work that he's enabled us to do, enabled us to accomplish, to reveal the potential that He has placed on inside of us. Right? He wants that potential to be operated in, to be demonstrated in, so that it begins to be exhibited before the people. They see the potential that God has put inside of you. Then He wants to use that potential to produce what at one point seemed impossible in thought, to be proven that with God all things are possible, not only in thought but in actuality. It is that gift that He gave us in Genesis 1:28 right, that is going to cause us to be able to be fruitful and to multiply and to subjugate, bring under your power, and to dominate here in the earthen realm. He is going to use that gift, because that gift is the avenue by which he uses for you to reach and for you to possess the plan and get to the place that God has carved out just for you. It's carved out just for you. It's absolutely correct. Now, I'm going to keep moving along because I want to make sure that I finish at the time that I want to finish, because I want you to come back next week so you can hear more of what God has to say. So Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 through 11 reads this. For it is by grace, God's remarkable compassion and favor drawing you to Christ, that you have been saved. You've been actually delivered from judgment and given eternal life through faith. And this salvation is not of yourselves, it's not through your own effort, but it is the undeserved gracious gift of God. So there's a gift again. Not as a result of your works, nor a result of your attempts to keep the law, so that no one will be able to boast or take credit in any way for his own salvation, his own deliverance, his escape from judgment, and been given the gift of eternal life. So for we are his workmanship, his own master work, his own work of art, created in Christ Jesus, reborn from above, spiritually transformed, spiritually renewed, spiritually made ready to be used for good works. All this is for you to be used for good works. What good works? Those good works which God prepared, pre-approved, pre-set, pre-chose for you beforehand. Taking path which he set so that you will walk in the good works that he has pre-planned, prepared for you to walk in. So that you'll be living the good life which we prearranged and made ready for you to walk in. You see? This is what he has empowered us with by faith. He has empowered us that through faith. He has empowered us with faith so that we could overtake whatever situations or circumstances life may bring at us. And you and I both know life is going to perpetually bring things at you. Matter of fact, the Word of God tells us, as long as you're in this world, you're going to have trials. You're going to have tribulation. You're going to have persecution. You're going to have these things that come at you. Stuff is not going to go always right. Not going to always go the way you expected it. But you can overcome it because he has overcome it for you. He's robbed those things in this earthen realm, in this life journey, that come to break you up and break you down. He's caused those things that will work for your bad to be overtaken by this faith, by this gift that he's placed on the inside of you, causes those things to work for your good. That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. Jeremiah 29 and 11 says this, "For I know the plans," God says, "and I know the thoughts," God says, "that I have for you. Plans for peace, plans for well-being, and not plans for disaster, but plans to give you a future and to give you a hope." Wow. Not only did he have these plans for us, not only did he have these thoughts for us, right? But he empowered us, he enabled us, he endowed us with this gift of faith, this gift that gives us the ability to subdue and to multiply, to dominate, to overtake those things that could overtake us, so that we can utilize the gifts and graces inside of us, so that we can produce these powerful things, right? Because of the unlimited potential that God has put on the inside of you. Remember, we were made in the image and likeness of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So we have this unlimited power source on the inside of us for us to accomplish these unlimited things that will advance God's kingdom and your life in that kingdom here in the earthen realm, so that you can have a good future and have a hope, so that you can live the good life that he prearranged for you to live. Romans 11, 27 and 29 says this. God says, this is my covenant with them. Go and say, this is his covenant with me. Go and say it again. This is God's covenant with me. Watch this. He says, when I take away their sins, which he has done if you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, he says, when I take away their sins, for the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. This is a covenant. When he's taken away your sins, when you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, when you ask him to be your Lord and Savior, right? And you get engaged in that process of transformation from that point. He says the gifts and callings that he had gave you before then, they are irrevocable. It says, for God does not withdraw what he has given, nor does he change his mind about those whom he gives his grace or to whom he sends his call. You have received the grace of God. You have received the call of God because you have received the gift of God. You have received the gift of God. You, every person that's ever lived, every person that is living currently today, every person that shall ever live has all been made in the image and the likeness of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And you've been given this gift. You've been given this grace. You've been given this empowerment. You've been given this endowment. You've been given this anointing. You've been given this ability. You've been given so that you can operate in this special power, right? So that you can produce in the earthen realm what only you can produce, because God only pre-planned it, pre-arranged it, and pre-approved it, and put it on the inside of you, and then called you to say, come and produce, come and harvest, come and manifest, come and make known to the world, exhibit to the world what I have placed you in the earth with and what I placed you in the earth for. I placed you in the earth so you can overtake everything that sin, everything that evil has come to bring into the earthen realm, that's come to overtake you, come to take you down, come to cause you to quit, cause you to want to give up, close shop, go and hide, submit yourself, come to the place where you say, it's no need of me trying to overcome this, no need of me trying to get past this, you know, we call that butology. God, I would do it, but I don't think I can. I would be there, but I don't know how. I would make it happen, but I don't have the support. I would get it, but I don't have the know-how. No. Leave biology alone and step into that life of faith. Every person that has ever lived has the ability to live on this earth realm, demonstrating and impacting the earth with your gifts, your skills, and your abilities. You have those things to produce. We all have them. You all have them. You are preloaded with life-transforming, world-changing, kingdom of God advancing potential that's full of good. Yes, you do. But in order for you to produce it, you must first operate in the gift. But in order to operate in the gift, you must first be able to identify the gift. But before you can operate, identify the gift, you must be aware that you have the gift. And before you can be aware that you have the gift, you must be in an environment that someone can let you know about the gift, help you with the gift, teach you the gift and about it, train you with the gift, model before you that gift, and then mentor you in that gift. That's called the community of believers. That's called the body of Christ. That's called the local church community. So this is where we need to be. This is where we need to be. We need to be in a place where we can be celebrated and not tolerated, where others understand who we are so that we can come to the place of understanding who we are. And we can understand who other people are. Right? So your gift with their gift, my gift with your gift with my gift, that we're able to come together and create something that can overtake any situation, any circumstance, any lack, any failure, any mistakes, any faults, any guilt, any shame, any mishap, any poverty, any sickness, whatever the situation or circumstances may be. When we come together, understanding who we are, coming across the identity that we have in Christ Jesus, because Christ is our identity, right? When we understand that, we now can begin to learn about this gift, learn about this grace, and begin to identify them, operate in them, and then produce the results that God has already told us so far in this series that we're able to produce. You're full of unlimited potential. Absolutely unlimited potential. Why? Because you draw your potential from upstairs. You draw your potential from heaven. You draw your potential from the Spirit and presence of God. And that Spirit and presence of God is unlimited. And so you have unlimited potential on the inside of you. Yep, so don't give up. Don't quit. Don't fold. Don't close shop. Don't go out of business. Don't walk away. Don't say it's over. You may be at the end of you, but you're never at the end of him. And it's in him that we live, in him that we move, and in him that we have our being. Hey, we enjoyed the time we had with you today. Listen, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that's the first place you have to start. We end it right there, and that's where we have to start this whole journey. For all that he created you for, all that he preloaded you with, all that he pre-planned and pre-purposed for you, that good life, that dominating life, that life where you are able to exhibit this life-transforming, world-changing, kingdom advancing abilities on the inside of you. Listen, you have to know the one who gave them to you so you can begin to come across your real identity. If you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, or if you left him, let's do this right now. Go just kind of stretch your hand out. Come on, stretch your hand out. I want you to, with sincerity, pray this prayer with me, right? Because every person he was speaking to in Genesis 128, he was speaking to every person, and that includes you. Amen? Come on, pray this prayer after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for creating me in your image and after your likeness, spiritually and morally. Thank you for filling me with all these preloads of unlimited potential and good. Forgive me, Lord Jesus. I ask you to come now. Save me. Wash me with your blood. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. And I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome to this side. The journey's going to get good. It's still a journey. It's going to get good. It's still going to have some challenges, but it's going to get good. You're still going to have some situations to try to overtake you, but now you're going to learn to live this life of faith and grace so that those things that come to overtake you, you can overtake them. Hey, let us know that you received salvation or that you came back to Jesus Christ. We want to get you some information out that's going to help you along your way. Amen. Also, find your two people and let them know. Let them know, hey, I'm on the other side now, and that I'm ready to go and I'm ready to crush life moving forward. Amen. Look, there's ways that you can help this ministry. Here's one way. You can like this video. You can share this video. You can smack the bell and subscribe to our channel so that every time we have new videos that you know about them and that they can be a blessing to your life. Amen? That's what we want. You can share this video with someone else. Yeah, repost it. Copy the link and email it out. Text it out. Tweet it out. Drop it on Instagram. Right? Get it out there so others can be blessed by you. Like, hopefully you've been blessed by us. We enjoy the time we spent with you today. Also, another way that you can support this ministry, help this ministry, is by your free will gifts. By your free will gifts. So you should see some information on the screen that tell you how to do that. We thank you to everyone that's been doing so. You make it possible to do all the things we do currently here and throughout all the globe, where we're able to do the things that God called us to do. We want to do some things right there in your community, and we can start in your home. You can contact us. We'll let you know more about that as well. Listen, everyone is going through something. Absolutely everyone's going through something. But now you know there's a faith that overtakes. And also, since there's a community you need to be a part of, we invite you to be a part of our community virtually. And soon as we get back into a building, which is going to be soon, we're going to be prepared to invite you to that as well. And so listen, that way, whatever you're going through and whatever we're going through, we never have to go through it alone, because we're always here, ready to do life together with you. You be blessed.